Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It is 7:22 on a Sunday morning. That is time for Hancock and Kelly to chat some politics. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So at this, we're at a little bit of a lull in the presidential election because we have the debate coming up later this month, the first one between Biden and Trump. I'm just curious at this point how you think each party, we'll start with you, Michael, what strategy they're going to employ going forward, starting with that debate?
Well, leading up to the debate, and I think this has been going since, about a month ago, the Biden campaign has dictated the rules, the terms, the time, the place, et cetera, of the debate, because Donald Trump had made it such a high bar, and that the Democrats have lowered it. And so I think the president's team, short of having just an unbelievably horrible night, should come out successful. And I think you're going to see the president really shying away from the grievances of Donald Trump and focusing more on the issues of what he's accomplished in his administration to this point and what he wants to do going forward. So to sum it all up, I think Joe Biden's going to try to make this campaign about the issues while Donald Trump makes it about himself.
All right, John, how about Donald Trump?
The thing I'm going to be keeping an eye on is Trump's political team this time around has some pretty seasoned professionals on it. And the key is going to be he needs to go into that debate. And I think the debate's a big deal. He needs to go into that debate prepared to talk about the policy differences between him and Joe Biden. I don't know if Donald Trump's capable of that. But his political team will most certainly be steering him in that direction if he heeds that advice and really shines a light on the state of our economy, the state of the world, the state of our border. If he's able to articulate those things, then he could have a very good night, but that kind of discipline we don't see often.
So what you're both saying is that in a presidential election in 2024 in the United States, the candidates are going to talk about the issues? Are you serious?
I think they're going to try.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. That's how it is supposed to be.
At least one is. I don't know that I'm with John. I don't know that Donald Trump has the capability of doing that.
All right, so here's another question. On the polling, I mean, in some states, it's showing Trump with a pretty decent lead on Biden. I mean, it's early, obviously. But what my question is, what is going to be the more motivating factor in this election? Well, A, for Democrats, the hatred of Trump, or B, the passion with which Republicans seem to be backing Mr. Trump. So, John, what do you think?
I think that is exactly going to be the deciding factor. I think that's what's going to motivate Democrat turnout is Donald Trump. And I think what's going to motivate Donald Trump turnout is Donald Trump. And we'll see how those things fall. Keep an eye on what happens to the independent vote in the next series of polls in these half a dozen battleground states, because that's going to tell us something. But I would expect that Trump's going to be south of 50% among independent voters. But all of the polling to this date has shown him overperforming with African-Americans and Hispanic voters. That could be enough to mitigate whatever bleeding he does with independents.
And Michael, your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that the election is definitely going to be about Donald Trump. We know that's what motivates people who consider themselves supporters of Donald Trump. I also think it's going to motivate folks on the left. Now, the president's going to do his best to neutralize over the next several months talking about Donald Trump, and he's going to spend his time speaking about the issues. But Donald Trump's a huge motivator. That's a good thing for Democrats, because there are more anti-Donald Trump voters in this country than there are pro-Trump voters. So then this all comes down to who shows up on Election Day. And, you know, while the Republicans may be getting some type of party apparatus back in place, it's quite late. The Democrats have been focused in all the battleground states. They have field operations. And I think they will be successful simply on the sheer numbers and their ability to turn out the vote.
Meanwhile, President Biden was in France this week and meeting with Macron, and they had a unified front. A few months ago, Michael, in particular, you were, you know, showing some serious concern about the international situation here between Ukraine and Israel and everything else that's going on. Have things calmed down in your mind? Do you think that there is some sort of control going on here where countries like France and the United States are united and will make good policy?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think the situation both in Ukraine and, for that matter, Israel and Gaza has gotten more desperate over the last couple of months. I think we're at an even higher point of tension, particularly in the European conflict. And I think what we're seeing is something that, as an American, I'm grateful for, and that's that the United States is leading our coalition. Now, I think that a lot of our allies may be snapping in the line because they also see the weakness. But at the end of the day, if the United States decides we're marching a direction, the French, the British, and the rest of our allies are going to march alongside them. I think that's what we're seeing.
John, do you have a clear idea of what Trump's vision is for foreign policy?
Sort of. I mean, he's pretty much said, well, he has said that if he is elected, that the funding for Ukraine is going to cease and he's going to try and negotiate a settlement between Ukraine and Russia. I think that'd be a mistake. But I also think that most Americans don't vote on foreign policy unless the United States troops are directly involved. So I don't know how big of a voting issue it's going to be. In terms of substance, our relationship with Western Europe and our participation as a global leader, a world power, that is very much in question with this election. I just don't think it'll be a big voting issue for a lot of people.
All right, John Hancock, Michael Kelly, thanks, guys.
Ca-caw.
You betcha.
That's right. All right, go Battle Hawks. It's 729 Total Information AM Sunday.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders, Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.